You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Most of us know someone with a food allergy, and certain food allergies can be fatal if a person ingests that food that they are allergic to. Treasure Valley-based The Allergy Group has started a new treatment for these particular food allergies. The treatment is called oral immunotherapy, which is a process of slowly desensitizing someone to the food that they are allergic to. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Dr. Neetu Talreja. She's an allergist and immunologist with The Allergy Group. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Dr. T, I want to start with the fact that there are life-threatening food allergies here in the United States. And even though we have incredibly strict guidelines on food products about what's been put in them, some people can be exposed, and I mean, this can be fatal, correct?
Of course, anytime, yes, it is. And in fact, there is the statistics say that 1 in 3 children are, in every third minute, a child is visiting an ER because of a food allergy reaction, whether it's, you know, ranging from hives to a, you know, fatal reaction. But yes, 1 in 3. So it's a huge problem for U.S.
And you know what's interesting, too, speaking of children, is that not only are they dealing with a food allergy, there's a lot of social implications sometimes for kiddos in the sense that, I mean, everybody kind of knows they have that food allergy, right?
Correct. And you know what? One of the biggest problems that we deal with is bullying. And they have studied that children who have allergies, they are twice as much.
They're getting bullied twice as much.
Compared to children who do not have food allergies. So it's a big, big social problem for us.
So talk to me then about this new treatment and how it works, because it seems almost counterintuitive in a sense.
Correct, and you're right. And I think that's what scares a lot of people when they find out about this treatment. And a lot of allergy parents were already anxious about this food. So it works on the basis or principles of desensitization, that you slowly introduce the food, progressively increasing it over every week so that you reach the target dose, and then this food can be incorporated in their daily life by altering the allergic response that it had. So and this treatment has been used for normal seasonal allergies for almost 100 years. So it's just giving the same thing via mouth to a child or an adult and increasing it slowly and steadily and altering their allergic response so that they can eat the food and not have to worry about it.
Okay, so even though you said with seasonal allergies, this process has been going on for a century, I mean, people can deal with a runny nose and sneezing and watery eyes. I mean, it's uncomfortable and all of that. You are not going to have a fatal reaction.
Correct. Yeah, seasonal allergies won't cause you to have fatal reaction. All I wanted to say is that since the treatment is being applied to seasonal allergies, it's just by a subcutaneous injection. This is just giving the food by mouth and applying the same principles of desensitization to a food that we were applying for a seasonal allergy. But yes, no, seasonal allergies would not kill somebody, and food allergy can kill somebody. So therefore, this is more important.
Right.
And that's why I think oral immunotherapy has been a life-changing experience for people.
So talk to me about the results that you've seen so far at your clinic with this.
Great results. I mean, we have had 100% success. However, I should not say that because, you know, we've just started. It's just been a year. We have 12 patients who have graduated. And by graduating, I mean that all of them can incorporate this specific food that they have been desensitized to in their normal life and are eating it. However, there is a caveat that not every child likes this food, so therefore they really don't want to eat it. So at that time, you know, it's their choice whether they just want to eat it as a medication every day so that they don't have a reaction, or they actually want to eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches every day. So
how did you, is this also therapy that's going on in, I would assume, in other clinics across the country? This has been studied, this has been researched.
Correct. So for the last 4 years, several data has been published on oral immunotherapy. This has been going on for the last 10 years in various clinics all over the country in their own private, you know, private setting. But I think in the last 4 years, the allergists all over the country have united together and have come up with protocols that I actually got from, a physician in Sarasota, Florida. But, you know, some allergists have developed their own protocols, some have adapted to these, and then we have come up with protocol, and then we are using it to desensitize these patients.
I'm speaking with Dr. Neetu Talreja. She is an allergist and an immunologist with the Allergy Group, a Treasure Valley-based allergy clinic, talking about this new therapy. You brought up an interesting point about some kiddos not liking the food that they are allergic to. We actually have some good friends whose, I would put their daughter in that category. Can you get them over that hump? Because even though they may not like the food, it could be critical to their health to be able to not have this allergy anymore.
You know, I agree with you. And I mean, that's probably most common in our clinic in the teenage population. These children who have been told all their life to stay away from this food because it could be a fatal reaction to them. The anxious parents who have always showed anxiety to even that food present in the room next to them. These children, we are telling them, you know, have this food. And It's really psychologically very, very mm-hmm. difficult for them. We haven't had to do any counseling so far in our office. We just sit down with them and talk to them and you know, answer all their questions. But I'll tell you who has provided the most support is our previous patients. I have had the first peanut graduate, the first girl who underwent this treatment, she called this... I just called her because this one child was so
anxious
and was not wanting to take the food. So I called this girl and I said, hey, can you just talk to her over the phone? And this 12-year-old talked to the 11-year-old and told her, hey, I went through this. I had this and nothing happened to me. You can do it. So all my counseling was based, just a 12-year-old could convince another 11-year-old. And after that, it is history. The child can eat food and no problems at all.
So is it only specific to like a peanut or a nut allergy, or are there other foods that are incorporated into this therapy?
You know, there is a belief that every food can be desensitized. Right now, the top 8 food allergens are milk, egg, wheat, soy, peanut, tree nuts, fish, and shellfish. However, we are doing to the top 6 food allergens. So we treat for milk, egg, wheat, soy, peanut, and tree nuts.
And is it only children or can adults do this as well?
Anybody could do that, children or adults. However, you have to prove that this is truly an IgE-mediated life-threatening reaction, you know, not a food intolerance or a food sensitivity. This oral immunotherapy is not for that.
So that's a very good point to be made, that this is a true allergy.
Correct. True IgE-mediated food allergy.
And you've had so far a phenomenal success rate. Are there people that, even if they had these certain food allergies, would not be an appropriate candidate?
So far, it's a great question. So far, we haven't said no to anybody because none of these blood levels or skin tests or the history of prior reactions that I've had have told us, you know, not to proceed with it. Mm-hmm. We have continued with it. But, you know, I'm sure with the experience that the other centers have published, not in our center, but in the other all over the country, people who have more patients undergoing this, they have said that, you know, some of the children, because of the gastrointestinal or the nausea or the tummy upset that the child has, they have discontinued it. We normally, what we say that, you know, go back to a very, very low dose and again start slowly. 80% of the children have finished our treatment without any trouble. For the rest 20%, we have had to go back on the dose and slowly do it. Mm. We have done at least 10 peanut, 2 egg, 1 milk, and we have another 8 children who are undergoing any one of these foods at this time.
What's it like for you as a doctor to see results like this?
Incredible, mind-blowing. That's the only word. You know, I will tell you one experience that really touches my heart is that parents who are in the medical profession, their child was having 1 peanut that day. They brought, you know, apple cider to toast with champagne glasses and whistles and balloons and, you know, to celebrate that their child was having that 1 peanut in our clinic and raised a toast and the child had that peanut. And that was truly, truly a life-changing experience. And I felt that was the first time I actually felt that what a difference I'm making in people's lives and very, very rewarding.
Because if you have ever been around a family who has a child with a severe food allergy, you, as much as they try to be as normal as possible, this is life and death. And I mean, that's not making light of this.
Oh, and I am a food allergy mom myself. So, you know, 2 years back, my daughter is 2 years right now. 2 years back, if you'd have talked to me, I don't think I would have that much passion that I have right now for this disease. Just because people who don't live with food allergies often don't have an appreciation of how disruptive mm-hmm. it is to life. And practically living at it every day in my household and actually seeing these patients now in the clinic has just changed my life and has a totally different impact on me.
And you have clinics right here in the Treasure Valley. You have one in Eagle and in Boise. People can contact the clinic
Correct.
If they want more yeah. information.
We have Boise, Nampa, Caldwell, Eagle, and Meridian, five places in the Valley.
I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this. I think this is exciting for people that are living with these types of food allergies. So thank you so much.
I really appreciate you taking your time to interview us. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
I've been talking with Dr. Neetu Talreja, or Dr. T. She's an allergist and immunologist with the Allergy Group. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.